Chapter 19. It happened when Jesus had finished these words, he departed from Galilee, and came into the borders of Judea beyond the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And Pharisees came to him, testing him, and saying to him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce a wife for any reason?" He answered, and said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh?' So that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no one separate." They asked him, "Why then did Moses command us to give her a certificate of divorce, and divorce her?" He said to them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been so. I tell you that whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery. And he who marries her when she is divorced commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If this is the case of a husband with a wife, it is not expedient to marry." But he said to them, "Not everyone can receive this saying, but those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He who is able to receive it, let him receive it." Then little children were brought to him, that he should lay his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Allow the little children, and do not forbid them to come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to ones like these." He placed his hands on them, and departed from there. And look, someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good thing must I do, that I may have everlasting life?" He said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? No one is good but one. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not offer false testimony. Honor your father and mother. And love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when the young man heard the saying, he went away sad, for he was one who had great possessions. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, it is difficult for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye, than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" Looking at them, Jesus said, "With humans this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then Peter answered, "Look, we have left everything, and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you that you who have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man will sit on the throne of his glory, you also will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, will receive 100 times, and will inherit everlasting life. But many will be last who are first, and first who are last."